Hi, my name is Angela, and I'm interviewing someone today on the elections in Zimbabwe. And my guest is a member of the opposition party and can give us the inside story.
Hello, Angie. My name is Regis Manyanya. I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm a member of the Movement for Democratic Change.
Hi, Regis. What can you tell me about Zimbabwe before Mugabe?
Zimbabwe was the breadbasket of Africa during the 1970s. Till to the period mid-1980s. Mr. Mugabe got into power in 1980, and a lot of things started changing, especially end of 1980s into the mid-90s, and there was a great need for a change.
What do you remember about Mugabe's rise to power?
Mugabe waged a war against the Rhodesian government led by Mr. Ian Douglas Smith, because Mr. Ian Douglas Smith had actually declared a unilateral declaration of independence in 1964. So Mr. Mugabe went over to Mozambique, he crossed over the border into Mozambique, and he came back into Zimbabwe in 1980 after having agreed at the Lancaster House conference here in England that there was going to be peace and there were going to be elections which were actually free and fair in 1980.
I understand that many people have died in Zimbabwe. And if you can, and if you're able, I'd like you to tell me about those atrocities. In the West, we're told that Mugabe is a dictator, but what does that really mean? What really happens in Zimbabwe?
When Mr. Mugabe assumed power in 1980, there was a party which was called ZAPU, led by Mr. Joshua Nkomo. Mr. Mugabe didn't want to... He didn't want to merge with ZAPU. He actually wanted to declare a one-party state right from the onset. And that opposition during the 1980s was very, very strong. And Mr. Mugabe went on to accuse Mr. Joshua Nkomo of treason and a coup against his government. When Mr. Joshua Nkomo had flown from Zimbabwe by night to seek refuge in the United Kingdom, Mr. Mugabe went on to Matabeleland. He did send his 5th Brigade to massacre innocent civilians. And I gather the number is almost about 20,000 people who were actually killed mercilessly by the 5th Brigade belonging to Mr. Mugabe during the 1980s.
And today, are innocent people still being killed? Or is there a more focused agenda behind the violence?
Well, the killing didn't stop. Mr. Mugabe was silently killing people. And if ever you were known to be too vocal and a critic to the government, you would be assassinated. You would be killed. You would be tortured. And most of us disappeared. And we have no record of some of our members whom we... new in our MDC.
And in spite of this, the opposition party fights on. Can you tell me about how the opposition party has been fighting against Mugabe?
The Movement for Democratic Change, being led by Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai, was formed in 1999 in September against the background of bad governance by Mr. Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Firstly, Mr. Mugabe, He did send our army into Mozambique through an unbudgeted program into Mozambique, and that did cost us so much because lives were lost, and our dollar even plummeted against major currencies on the market. And he did send again our army into the Democratic Republic of Congo, and again lives were lost. And also, the dollar plummeted once again to its almost lowest levels. And in 1997, he paid hefty sums of monies to the ex-combatants who had actually participated during the 1970s war against the Ian Douglas Smith-led government. So against that background, the Movement for Democratic Change was formed by Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai through the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Union.
And how dangerous would you say it is to be a member of the opposition party today?
It is very dangerous to be identified, especially by the Central Intelligence Organization in Zimbabwe, that you belong to the Movement for Democratic Change, because we have paid the price. The reason why we are here in England is because we escaped Zimbabwe, not because of our choice, but we were sidelined by the system that is in power at the minute. If for those who are there in Zimbabwe and who have survived to be, would be like living from one house to another in safe houses provided by the Movement for Democratic Change, or sometimes you could actually be abducted from your house, get tortured, thrown into crocodile-infested dams like Lake McLuhan, or simply get killed without any trace by your relatives.
And in spite of this, the opposition party keeps on fighting.
We believe in democracy, and we've got a mandate from the people of Zimbabwe to contest the elections. And we know we won the elections in the year 2000, and we know we won the elections as well, the presidential elections as well, in the year 2002. And we know we won the elections as well in the year 2005, and these elections were rigged. All these elections that I'm talking about were rigged by Mr. Mugabe. That's the reason why I've mentioned, and I always mention this, that the government that we are actually contesting against is an illegal government that has actually imposed itself onto the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Regis.